Welcome, and of course, many thanks for stopping by. This past year, of course, things have changed a lot for our country and for many of our businesses. Some did not survive it, others did, and they're still struggling to get by. There is no magic bullets that we're here to talk about. There's just common sense and logic about things that we can do to make a difference to help a business survive. Big businesses have the time, effort, money, and talent, which they pay for, to be able to generate the things that they need to do. And they've generally been around for a while. That's why they're pretty big. Local businesses, however, depend upon local traffic. But the one thing that's difficult for them to do is to count on that traffic every single day. Things change. The weather changes, money changes, people change, all kinds of things change. So what can a small business do? Well, that's one of the things we'd like to talk a little bit about now. In addition to that, we'd like to talk about something that's new that some of you may have heard about or may not have heard about. And that's called NFTs, non-fungible tokens, part of the blockchain thing that everybody talks about. This is a way for a talented individual to make some money. And it's a way to be able to generate that as it has never been done before on a purely digital basis. So we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about the social media, or as we say, getting social. Most businesses today have either a page, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever the case may be, or you actually have a web page. But how are you using it other than it's there? All too often, the communication that people have today is on social media. Believe it or not, you only have a few seconds to gain somebody's attention on social media, especially new customers, new clients. Why? Because the attention span of people today, especially among the younger generation, is shorter than it's ever been. Everything happens quickly, speed. You have to get their attention. You have to give them an offer and reach them when they're looking for it. A voice search is becoming very dominant today. And what does that mean? Somebody gets up and says, you know, I want to have breakfast delivered, or I don't feel like going out to eat, or I'm looking for a restaurant that has specials of meatloaf and lasagna, whatever, meatball spaghetti, Chinese food, Hungarian food, pasta food, Thailand food, whatever the food may be. They ask their cell phone and they'll tell them. And now you have these things that you have in your house, you know, what is it, the Alexas and Texas and all this stuff, where you go on and say, is there any specials being advertised today for a Chinese restaurant in my neighborhood? You can narrow it down very quickly. If your site isn't prepared for this, you lose business. Now, also, restaurants are looking at things differently than they've looked at before. And it's not just restaurants. Law firms, CPA firms, insurance companies, all these other things. Used to be, you know, you publish a newsletter, you put your picture in it, you have a pipe in your hand in front of a roaring fire, and everybody thinks you're an A1 person. Today, they do searches on you. They check how long you've been in business, what's your reputation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the first thing you want to do is you want to review what you want to accomplish at social media. When people come into your business, let's take a restaurant, a laundromat, or a shoe store, or any kind of store, anything whatsoever, when they come into your business, they're expecting something. Food, clothes, laundry, whatever the case may be. You'd like to get them back again. You'd like to have a repeat customer. How do you do that? How do you accomplish that in a way that's effective? Communicating with him. That word communication today is the key. Forget about the word social media. Your business isn't social media. Your business is communicating something to someone that gives them what they want. A long time ago, a sales manager said to me, give everybody something they want and they'll do business with you. Well, what do they want? They want to save money. You're a single person. You work all day. You come home. You really feel like making dinner? No. Put something in the microwave and you're done. Suppose on your way home, you picked up your dinner and bingo, you brought it home, it was already warm, you just sat down, and you're done. That's called takeout. But you're doing it in a little different way. You're telling people that if you go to your website and you put an order in for the special of the day, or you have specials of the day, or something of the day, whatever, that when you come back home, get off that train to come to me, it'll be there for you and it'll be warm. Or it'll be there and you'll have to warm it up in your microwave or your oven, whatever the case may be. The point is, you can offer them that. And how do they know it? Because when they go to check out, instead of asking them, how was your meal? Did you enjoy everything? How about also saying to them, by the way, do you know that we offer specials on our Facebook account? And we'll, you know, if you give us permission to email, we'll email the specials to you. Or you can check with us once a week at this address. A 2-for-1 special, a 3-for-1 special. What's your slowest day of the week? Thursday night. Okay, how about a 2-for-1 special? Somebody said to me, oh, we offer free coffee on Thursday nights. I got to tell you something. I love coffee, but that's not going to inspire me to come to your restaurant on a Thursday night. No. A free coffee and a free dessert? No, because I don't eat dessert. But a 2-for-1 special? Yeah. Or how about a date night? Bring your date. Bring your loved one. Bring somebody else's loved one. Come on in, and this is what we'll do. These are things that are important. For a lawyer, you want to get traffic in. You want to get people used to coming into your office or maybe just calling you with a question. On Thursday nights between 8 and 9 o'clock, you can email us a question that you have regarding a specific law question. Divorce, matrimony, suing your boss, you know, your ex-wife, whatever the case may be. And we'll answer them free, no obligation. These are things you can do, I guess. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying these are things you can do. People have questions. They get into accidents, all kinds of other stuff. Why not be a little different than everybody else? We have a booklet that we offer. It's a small guide booklet. It's called Loyalty Programs, and it's free. This is our way of saying thank you. It's also our way of getting you to communicate with us. If you're interested in it, just email us at business101@post.com. That's business101@post.com. Just say, hey, I would like to get that free booklet, and we'll send it to you. We're not going to call you. We're not going to sell your website information. We're not going to sell your email address. We'll just send it to you. If you want to call us and talk to us, we'll be happy to listen. Okay, now let's talk about non-fungible tokens. As you know, today there are other currencies that didn't exist before. The most popular, of course, being Bitcoin. But there are others also. A number of years ago, somebody came up with a method or a way of being able to sell to the general public or through an auction type of thing, a digital image, something that's digital that you can put on there. You can sell today, you can sell anything from your baseball cards or, you know, handwritten, whatever. Somebody's tweet, one of the first tweets of somebody, sold for like $2 million. When you go to the store and you buy a picture, you own the rights to the picture. But you don't own the picture. You can't claim it as yours. But if it was yours, and you wanted to sell that original digital image to someone who will invest in it and say, well, maybe it'll be worth more down the road, or maybe I can sell it for $500 more than I bought it for. These are the things that are happening on NFT, and it's changing. It's slowly, it's out there. In fact, Macy's just sold the digital rights to some of its Thanksgiving Day images, things that you see in the parade. They own it, it's theirs. They can sell it, which they did. So NFT is something perhaps you should consider. However, there are yings and yangs, pluses and minuses, zipsos and factos, and things to be careful about. So we've put together a little guide. It's a big guide, but it's a guide. And it will give you some of that inside information, both in written and audio, video form, to give you some idea of what it's all about. and what to be careful about. So again, if you're interested in that, that's a course, kind of course, but it's really a guide course that we sell. It's $22.50. Normally we sell it for a lot more, but for $22.50, it'll feed you some information that you should look at and be aware of. Information and being aware of the things you should or should not do are extremely important. So, if you're interested in that, let us know you're interested in NFTs or non-fungible tokens, and we'll be happy to provide you with that information. Our business email address, again, is business101@post.com. Business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S 101 at post.com. And let us know if you're interested in both. We'll send you the social media loyalty ideas and suggestions, and we'll send you non-fungible tokens. They work. People are making money. And it's a great way. You don't have to invest a lot of time, but you do have to be aware about things such as gas tax. Be aware. And how secure is it also? Okay, so let's stop. And we want to thank you for stopping by. And remember, non-fungible tokens are new. They're out there. Is it secure? Is it safe? And can you make some money? Take a look and find out. What is it going to cost you? $22.50. Whoopee. Have a good one now, and be safe. And remember, we care about you. We really do. And we also care about what you don't do. And what you don't do can cost you a great deal of time, money, and effort. Take care and get your shots and your booster shots. Take care. Bye now.